Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, live cattle futures were able to close a bit higher in most contracts yesterday, but certainly nothing to get excited about. Most cash trading is finished for the week, leaving little to go on other than the strength of feeder cattle. Feeder cattle jumped on weakness of corn. Other than that, feeder cattle also had little to go on, as auctions this week generally showed mixed price activity. Box beef prices were again lower, choice down 88 cents, select down 24 cents. Hogs took it on the chin yesterday, even though the hogs and pigs report was neutral to friendly. Many times the livestock market move opposite the direction a report indicates, only to trade the report numbers a day or two later. Today being the day before a holiday weekend may not be the day, as trade typically is lighter and choppy. Retail orders next week should reflect the movement of pork over the holiday. Cutouts jumped 309 yesterday, but the National Direct afternoon report showed cash was down $2.27. A small bounce in wheat prices overnight, with winter wheat contracts 3 to 6 cents higher, while Minneapolis was up 4 to 5 cents. There isn't much to say about wheat markets right now other than the all-out capitulation, which began last week, is still underway. We've long maintained that crude oil and wheat futures are the two commodity contracts which should reflect the inflation trade better than any other. To that point, it seems clear what the managed funds think about wheat and inflation, given total open interest in Chicago wheat, now down to the lowest level since 2005. Firmer trade overnight in corn futures on the first day of trading of July, although contracts are off the highs of the session as we head into a long holiday weekend. After the bloodletting on Thursday, corn getting into the weekend in positive territory might be considered a pretty big victory if it does happen. With the dust settled from the USDA reports, it seems fair to say the numbers were not bearish, but simply not bearish. A weaker price action across the soy complex overnight, as gains made early Thursday evening have been relinquished. The future in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies coming up July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live from Little America Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will happen each day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 206,000 head will sell that week, over 34,000 weaned calves, and 106,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Livestock futures at the close yesterday. August live cattle up 40, 132.57. October down 12 cents, 138.77. August feeder cattle up 287, 173.60. September up 245, 176.22. July hogs down 27 cents, 109.12. Kansas City wheat, July up down 36.5, 948.75. September down 39.5, 951.75. Chicago wheat, July down 46.75. 8.68¾. September down 46 cents, 8.84. July corn was down 26.5, 7.43¾. September down 35¼, 6.28¾.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.